Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings and welcome to Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people that are changing the world through social media. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great, and I'm so excited for our guest tonight. He is awesome. He is phenomenal. He's full of energy, and he's wealth of knowledge. And without further ado, I would love to introduce to everyone Christian Carter. How are you doing, Christian?
What's up? How are you, Doc A and my friend, Miss V Canterbury? How are you guys doing today?
We are great. We are excited about this interview. This is, like, amazing. We're trying to get you on here forever.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys working with me, and I'm glad that I could be on here today.
No problem.
Yeah, so the first question that everybody's asking, how do you change the world through social media?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question, right? there's the canned answer, and then there's the uncanned answer. And I think the easy answer and the one that everyone wants to hear is, I think first and foremost, how is social media changing me to help me change the world? And the easy way to answer that would be to look at how, first of all, the three of us have been connected. So it's no secret to anybody that is familiar with you or I that we love live stream, live video, whatever you want to call it. To me, social media was kind of like an afterthought until I found live stream, Periscope, Facebook Live, and it was like opening up a door to connecting and finding my people. You know, there's no other way to say it, but, you know, just finding where I fit in. And so obviously we've built some strong relationships between us through live stream, through Periscope particularly. One of the things that I've been working on in the last year that we've known each other through the live stream community is helping people understand how to view live video, how to view it as a different tool, not just another social media tool, because in my opinion, it's different. It's not another social media. So when people are like, oh my gosh, how do I juggle all these social medias? You know, I fall into that same exact thing. Which one do I want to go to? There's that fear of missing out. You got to be everywhere. Well, one of the things I'm doing to help people, whether it's with their business, whether it's gaining visibility, whether it's reaching a larger audience, is how to view live video as a tool to leverage your authentic personality. Okay, it's not scripted, it's not canned, it's not fake, it's not jump cut, it's not edit, it's not audio bites, it's not any of that. What it is it's you hitting a button and just being you. And the people that are down with that are the people that are down with you. And those are the ones that you really want to find, because one of the biggest challenges I see, one of the biggest struggles I see with clients, with online marketers, with people that are trying to, you know, generate leads and prospects online, is they're falling into these cookie cutter template. It's got to be perfect. They got to have this intro and that bumper and these effects, and it's got to follow this pattern. It doesn't have to. If that's not you, it's not you. And so that's what I love about live video. It's more than social media. It's a business tool. And social media is a business tool also, but a lot of them can be interchangeable. And I think if people start to understand what live video can do in all aspects, the only social media that I would consider, we consider it what we call a now app, you can do all kinds of things now when you're on it. You can build relationships, you can prospect, you can sell, you can network, you can educate, you can consult, you can teach, you can do whatever you want to do now. So in a world where time is the most valuable commodity and people are pressed for time and they're always in a rush and they're trying to figure out how to have more time for themselves, what better way to do it than with a tool that can help you take care of all those things, move your business forward faster, and give you back more of that time that you want.
You know, that is, you know, what you said was a couple of things that really caught my attention, because I had to learn this. I'm a straight introvert. Like, oh my goodness, it took a lot for me to be able to get in front of the camera, because it's like I just don't like the attention on me. And Dr. Finch, even though she's an introvert as well, sometimes you just got to push yourself a little bit more, and then that's how, you know, all of us made that connection when we, you know, on Periscope. And if I didn't press play, you guys, we wouldn't be connected, right? And so I totally understand now that your business and your and just getting your message out there, even if it's just a message, if it's just educating people, if it's your business, whatever the case may be, when you just press play and just let it go and just be you, people will buy into you, just being you, not a copycat of something that you're not. And so that is absolutely amazing, because if they missed you live, they could catch a replay. But then once they start seeing your messages over and over again and they're resonating with what you're saying, they will come back for more. They will try to catch you live. So I love that you continue to just get the message out there and continue to educate people, especially in this technology world. So many people just don't – they're still not getting it. And I know I had a hard time getting it. But now that I'm understanding it a little bit more, look how everything is playing out. Because we decided to press play and let the cards lay where they may, and now we're building our business to a whole nother level, we're making those connections. And so it's absolutely amazing, because, my goodness, we have to do this because somebody is waiting for our message, right? And so that's what I just can't even express it. What if I didn't? You know what I mean? What if you didn't? What if Dr. Finch didn't? And so we have to continue to let people know that live stream, that's where you need to be. You want the people to know who you are, get on live stream and just let it flow.
So let me expand on that, because the first question you asked was, how am I using social media to change people's lives? And so I kind of started with the social media that found me. In essence, you know, you don't pick things on accident. Things don't happen on accident. Everything happens for a reason. There's something, you follow the pull, you go in that direction. And I tried everything. I mean, Facebook, Instagram. I was trying to build a YouTube channel for like 6 months before Livestream even existed. That's how I found Livestream. I fell onto a webinar. Someone was talking about live video. I was in the process of trying to create these videos and edit them and get them out there, and like 7 days later, after I spent 3 days putting a video together, I had like 27 views. You gotta be kidding me. I spent 3 days scripting, filming, editing, doing all the back end stuff, putting it up, sending it out to my email list, and I get 27 people looking at it. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And then I heard about Periscope and I jumped on there, and I had 50 people, 25 people in one broadcast, right? So it's like, this is crazy. But to take it a step further, even more, to what you talked about, or what you guys were asking with how I'm changing people's lives, I've been focused on trying to get people to look at it from a different perspective. Like I said, it's not just another social media. Yes, we can connect with each other, but what that fear that you guys are talking about, that being an introvert, it starts with understanding what's your purpose for using it. So if your only purpose is to go on there and try and find people right then and there that are live, and you only have, you know, if you hit start broadcasting, you've never broadcasted before, and you get one or two people that come in, you're going to feel discouraged about that. You're going to feel like it didn't work. But if you have a purpose that expands past just having to have live viewers, you have a purpose for why you're doing it. So I'm teaching people a process, a system, a program, a formula for how to create your content, how to come up with your content for what you're going to broadcast. Those that catch it live, guess what? They have all the benefit in the world to be able to ask you questions and pick your brain and really get your expertise. People that watch the replay, they can gain the information, but then you have the ability to take that content now and disperse it everywhere. Now you have more time because you're not trying to create content for everything. And so how are you getting this content into the hands of people? What's your purpose for the content? Taking it past just what you're doing on that specific broadcast, that's what helps make it okay. I mean, the three of us have been on live streams for over a year, right? And so a long time. But we were there when it started, when it was easy to get 100 people in a broadcast. And then, you know, now Facebook Live's come out. People are over there. People, it's, you know, live stream's not as new. There's peaks and valleys. There's ebbs and flows. I think right now at the time of us recording this, we're going through one of those ebbs and flows. I broadcast with 4,000 followers what I consider very high-quality content, and I might get 10 or 12 people in there. But that's okay, because during the course of the broadcast, I get 20 new people that stick around for 30, 60 seconds, hear me, maybe give me a follow, come back to another one. But I don't care, because I have a purpose for why I'm creating that content. And it doesn't solely hang on the laurels of me having live viewers. There's a bigger purpose. I'm using it somewhere else. There's going to be value that's gained from me creating it. And it starts with the fact that I'm saving myself a bunch of time.
Now, which platform would you prefer? Because with so many social media, this is going so rapid. Which one would you really prefer if you had the option of, you know, there's Facebook Live now, and there's, you know, there's Periscope, and then there's the Snapchat that they have going on. And now Google is, you know, hanging out with YouTube. Which one would you prefer to be on, and why would you prefer to be on that platform?
I think they all serve a different purpose. Mm-hmm. To be, you know, to share my personal opinion, and you guys and whoever else is listening to this, you know, take it with a grain of salt. You know, take it in and gain your own experience from it. But I personally think that if you want to build a community or be part of a community, your best option is Periscope, because people are going to Periscope specifically to consume live video content. That's why they're there. They're looking for their groups, their people, and then they're congregating on Facebook within those groups. I think Facebook Live right now, while it's new and it does have some different features, I think it's just exactly what I said, a feature. At this point right now, it's a feature of Facebook, because Facebook's the 600-pound gorilla, you know, 1,000-pound elephant. There's a billion people on there. But if you really look at Facebook, it's like the jack of all trades. It's kind of like when you scroll through your news feed, having Periscope, Instagram, blog site, Twitter, you know, whatever, all in your newsfeed. So you don't have to go anywhere. It's all right there. But the problem is that if you're trying to do live video, now you're fighting for airtime with people that are tweeting and posting Instagram. It would be like, it's like a mashup, a jambalaya of social media. And so I think you have to get really strategic about how you're going to use Facebook Live if you want to have success, because it's easy for us to listen to the big boys and the gurus and the so-called expert marketers that have 100,000, 500,000 Facebook likes and followers. And, yeah, when they go live, they get, you know, 60, 90, or whatever, 100,000 views on one video. But that's not going to happen. Those, you know, those little asterisks at the bottom of, like, you know, the liability claim, results not typical. That's what they should, that's what
exactly.
you need for Facebook Live. Those results
mm-hmm.
are not typical. So when you look at the normal everyday person that's trying to build a business or that's trying to reach an audience that's using Facebook Live, getting great results. And one of the other things, too, is, you know, people say, oh, but yeah, Facebook Live, the videos stay there forever. And I know Periscope does that now, too. But there's something to be said about the fact that your video is not available forever.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about that from a strategy standpoint, from an urgency, a psychological standpoint for your viewers. Because if it's available forever, then what's the, you know, it's like, what's so cool? Like, it's supposed to be live. You know, it's like, we're having this call right now. It's, you know, you're not, it's not like I could answer these questions and then you could come back and ask them to me later. Like, it just
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work. And so there's something to be said about that. Now, as far as YouTube, I don't know. That's, you know, right now when we're talking and having this podcast, I think it's only been out for like a week. So only time will tell. But we're in a very fun time, I think. Especially with video. I mean, if you're not comfortable with video, everybody, it's, again, no secret right now that video is the direction that most marketing is going to go. It's the easiest way for somebody that doesn't know you at all to really get a chance to know you. And now when you make it live, you really have the opportunity to shine.
I like that you said that because that makes a lot of sense. When you're about to get ready to play for Periscope, how
mm-hmm.
are you prepping your what you want to speak about? Is there like a do you write down a list of questions and then based off that content, you know, you're gonna be able to speak about? How do you do it? Because I know I understand that there's no way possible I'm gonna wind up getting up on live stream if I really don't have anything to say, you know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
when I do have something to say, sometimes it's weird. It just come out of the blue, and then I just go ahead and say, you know what, I need to go ahead and say something about X, Y, and Z, whatever that may be. If it's just a message, if it's just business, whatever the case may be, just getting it out there. How are you planning your Periscopes? Or do you plan at all?
Yeah, no, I do, especially now that we've been doing this so long. I think at this point now, you know, for those of us that have been on the platform for a while who've gone through the process of getting accustomed to how the flow of a broadcast goes,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's definitely a template. I've discussed this at length, and it goes back again to the fact that I don't believe that live video is really the format of live video is like social media, because you can go back and you can edit it and you can change it and you can add stuff in if you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing too is that, you know, when you do on most social media posts, they're small bites of information. They're really small bites. And so when we throw in video marketing, they usually extend a little longer. A lot of times, you know, if you're creating a video for YouTube or for Facebook or something, it's not going to be much longer than a few minutes, you know, 2-3 minutes. But when you get on live stream, it's more like sitting down with somebody for a cup of coffee, and you're not just going to meet with someone for 2-3 minutes for a cup of coffee. You can get pretty in-depth. But to take it even further, I think that live stream or live video marketing is more like email marketing than it is social media marketing. Because social media marketing is about, you know, putting a post or a tweet or something and trying to pique someone's initial curiosity. When you look at live video marketing, the structure and the format and the way that it all plays out, it's a lot like writing an email, that, you know, direct response email or you know, something that you're trying to market through to your list through email. You have to write a title. The title has to pique people's curiosity to get them to click to open the email or click into your video, your live video. And then in there, you're introducing yourself. You're giving them a little summary of what they're about to hear, and then you're kind of sharing a story or going through the process of what you're teaching through a metaphor or a story or something like that. You're resetting, so you're reminding them again about, you know, why you're talking about this, and then you're closing out your broadcast, and you're giving them something to click on in an email, go here to learn more, or in your video broadcast, you're sending them somewhere to join you and learn more about what it is that you do. So when you look at the two, if there was a way to take your video and say, here it is written down on paper, it looks almost exactly like how you would craft an email marketing message.
Wow, Christian, that's great knowledge, because, you know, a lot of times people loop everything into one big lump and say, you know, social media marketing just because it is a platform. But at the end of the day, it really is different, you do need to have a strategy for each one, because you have to basically give every platform their justice. You know, you can't do the exact same thing on Instagram that you would do on Twitter, that you would do on Facebook, that you would do on Pinterest. So we all have to give them that same accommodation and make sure that we have a strategy for each one. And so, Christian, I want to give you a chance to talk about the things that you're doing on live stream, you know, and the things that you have coming up.
Okay, so I appreciate that. The timing couldn't be better. Right now, as of, I'd say, about 4 weeks ago, we just started a brand new Facebook group called the Live Stream Marketing Funnel, and we are in the process right now, pretty much every single day, I have a broadcast called the Live Stream Marketing Funnel Show, and we're breaking down piece by piece this concept created that I call live video marketing, the Live Video Marketing Blueprint. It's a process for how to create marketing and sales funnels using live video. Not just to generate new leads and prospects on your live, on your Facebook Live or on your Periscope or even YouTube Connect, you got to look into that, but how to take all that, how to come up with your content, how to format it, how to do what I call content stacking so that you can deliver the content and keep people coming back for more, and ultimately use that content to continue to deepen a relationship and market your products and services in an educational way where people can stop selling on live stream and start selling more online. And so there's a 4-part video series if anyone wants to grab that. It's the 4 pillars to live stream selling. You can just go to livestreammarketingfunnel.com.
Wow. That is perfect, you know, because you're giving people what they need. A lot of people are interested in these funnels, and they are very much so in need of these funnels because, you know, it's amazing how, especially on Periscope, how the business can just up and explode, and you may not have the systems in place to handle it. So this is a perfect opportunity for people to get this information. So definitely kudos to you. You know,
Add one thing in there too. I just want to let anyone that's listening to this know that it goes much deeper than, yes, the system is there to help the broadcaster, to help anyone that's trying to use live video have more success and see more results in their marketing. But really the reason that I'm adamant and passionate about trying to teach more people this is because we love live video. We love live stream. And when everyone first got on, it was super exciting. It was brand new. It was the Wild West. There was no rules, right? And so now what's happened is that a few people have success and they were doing it and it was working well to just get on there and, hey, this is what I do and you can go here and buy my products and do this. But then everyone else starts seeing that. And the quality of the people that were selling was different. The ones that were comfortable and knew how to sell, they could do it where it didn't come off so salesy. But now when people that are brand new to the platform come on there and all they do is come across broadcasts where it seems like everyone's pitching an infomercial, it brings down the quality of the platform as a whole. And so I'm trying to teach people how to deliver more value-based content that's going to get them more results, but also give more value to the viewers so that people start to see that Periscope and Facebook Live and these different platforms are really incredible tools.
Wow. Yes, Christian. I mean, information is power. And, you know, things change in social media, and you can't put your everything in one basket. And, you know, having these tools in place, even if the market shifts, so to speak, you will already have the systems to keep it going no matter what. So this is a wonderful, wonderful piece of information that the people need to know. So, I mean, yeah, as we're getting ready to close. Oh, please.
I was just going to say, people don't pay for products. They pay for experiences. And so that's why it's important for us, since we love this platform, to make it a better experience for everybody before we're worried about making a profit. Because if we make an experience, people are going to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Yes. Well, as we bring this to a close, Christian, I want you to tell the audience one thing that you think they should know about live streaming.
One thing that they should know about live streaming: it's not hard, it's new.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Do you want me to expand on that a second?
No, what you said is simple. It's really simple. Yeah, I like what you said. It was simple, straight to the point. It's not hard, it's just new. I like that.
Yeah, nobody was good at it when we started. And the indirect benefit of doing it, Vanessa, you know this better than anybody, the ability to become a better public speaker, to feel more confident about, you know, launching books and things like that. I mean, it's just, there's so many indirect benefits that you don't even think about when you start doing it.
That is so true. You hit it on the nail. I never thought, never. But, yeah, that is so true. So, yeah, I agree. Totally agree. Christian, you just keep bringing, like, great wealth of knowledge. And just simple, straight to the point, and that's what I love. I love it.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it simple.
get over the heartaholic addiction.
Yeah.
No, just in general. You know, if we kept things simple, success is not a complicated thing. It's really simple. We make it complicated.
That is so true. And there you go again, dropping those nuggets again. Love it.
You can tweet that.
Yes.
We're going to have to do that one.
You know, something that Christian said today that resonated with you, please come and see this podcast and many more at changeyourmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. Christian, thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate you. And we are so honored by all those nuggets that you dropped today for the audience. You are awesome.
Thank you, guys. And in the good words of my friend, Dr. Ikeena Finch, bye.
Bye-bye.
That was good. Goodbye, everyone.